Hello there and welcome to one of our review topics of the year that has been or that has just gone in Waterford. Yes, an issue which is not just a Waterford issue. It is a South East issue, and it's an issue which hasn't gone away, you know, and probably won't go away. Did it form a major aspect of the election or re-election or non-election of people in the general election recently? And will Tommy Bow come on the radio onto WLR? Because his father's from Waterford. Here's what Tommy had to say on the Virgin Media breakfast show one morning.
Monica said
to Shannon, obviously, to fly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%. We try to do flights from Shannon.
Open up Waterford Airport. I mean, we've so many airports in this small country. Do you know what I mean? We don't need all these airports, really. Like, do you know what I mean? It's a 2-hour drive to Dublin Airport. Most other countries, you have to drive hours to get to an airport.
I didn't even know we had an airport in Waterford.
Yeah, I think the runway's not big enough for a lot of the big planes to go into it.
Well, then why did we build it?
For smaller planes? I don't know.
Yes, that was Tommy and Alan Hughes talking about the Waterford airport issue. So that was in October, and it became a major issue. The standout moment throughout the year was none other, a certain chap, his name is James Lawless, junior minister at the Department of Transport of the outgoing government, in response to a question from Deputy Matt Shanahan. James Lawless made his now infamous comment, the pig in a poke comment.
Effectively, the state has been asked to take a loan from private interests to be paid back in full in pro rata when it's completed. So whether the money comes at the start, the middle or the finish, the fact is the state has been asked to contribute significant funding to buy a pig and a poke in a stench based upon a business case that, being frank, could be stronger, could be a lot stronger in actual fact. And if it is stronger and if it can be strengthened, I'm open to seeing revisions of it and examining that further.
So we don't have to go through all the machinations of the airport story over the last 12 months. What we can say is, this time last year, the Board of Waterford Airport announced and presented what they said was a business case, a future, a blueprint for the airport for extending the runway to allow scheduled flights to return to Waterford Airport. So they sent that up to the government, and the Minister for Transport over the last 12 months has been Eamon Ryan of the Green Party. Now, his officials had a look at the airport business case. They responded and got back in touch with the airport board over a number of months to look for clarifications about different aspects of it, to look for more detailed financial reports. And these matters delayed things, obviously, because the airport board were looking for 12 million euros investment from the government to go with the 12 million euros that the Comer brothers were saying they were going to put in and still say they're going to put in into the airport. And then you'd have around 3 to 4 million from local councils. So it became a major political topic throughout the summer and during the autumn as the general election was approaching. Mary Butler, Fianna Fáil Minister of State for the last number of years, and Fianna Fáil TD in Waterford and re-elected since, she had this to say on this programme.
I think the fact that the Comer brothers have come in, and I'll use the words of Michael Welch, the former CEO, if the Comer brothers can wash their face by putting 12 million into the airport, how could we be in any doubt that it would be a loss for taxpayers' money? So we'll continue to push as hard as we can. I'm worried that we won't get this done, that we might have to wait for a new minister.
Yes, that's the situation as it is now, because the long and the short of it is, no matter what her or Simon Harris or anybody else said, the business case investigations, examinations were concluded. We had our comment from James Lawless, as you heard. And then we had subsequent comments from Simon Harris, the then Taoiseach, who went on to say that the report and I suppose the analysis by Eamon Ryan hadn't been brought to the Cabinet, so he wasn't able to progress the matter. This is what he had to tell us here on WLR in October.
The Waterford Airport project needs to progress. It's important. It's important for Waterford. It's not just important for Waterford, though. It's important for the region.
Progress in what capacity, though?
And the capacity that was agreed in 2019 around the 50-50 contribution. Yeah. That needs to be honoured. This is a sensible construct, because what it basically means is the state only has to put in money when when the private element puts in money too. It's been stalled for too long. I don't want to give anyone a history lesson. People of Waterford.
Was the business case strong enough?
I don't know is the honest answer, but I actually think... I think it moves beyond that. The business case hasn't come to me because obviously that would be a matter for the Minister for Transport and he didn't bring it to Cabinet.
Simon Harris talking there to our Kyle Butler. William Bolster is chairperson of the board of Waterford Airport. He spoke with us on October the 16th. This is some of what he had to say.
We're at a very important and crucial crossroads now where decisions have to be made. All the talking is over. All the, deliberations on the submissions that were made are over. The department have made their, recommendation. I don't know what that is, but that's gone to Eamon Ryan and James Lawless for decision, and we need a decision urgently.
Okay, and just to remind our listeners, Eamon Ryan is the Minister for Transport. James Lawless is the new Minister of State or Junior Minister for Transport.
Junior Minister.
So both of them would be, they have this report. So just in terms of the timeline on this, when did yourselves and the Comer brothers announce your big plans? Just remind us of those big plans and when did you announce them?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's a process that's been going on over the last couple of years. But in December, everybody came together from the public and private point of view. So we had the three councils kindly agree to support it. We had the Comers willing to help and join together with ourselves to get this project done. That was announced last December. Ever since that, we've been on a process with the department to answer all the questions. That's now fully complete. And I suppose we're now at the final stage of it needs to be recommended to the Cabinet. We believe we have support in the Cabinet as early as the last week or so. On Taoiseach Simon Harris on your very programme fully supported. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're part of a, whether we like it or not, we have a coalition government still in place for however long that's going to be. So Micheál Martin needs to be on board and Roderick O'Gorman needes to have a chat with and Ryan.
Just on a separate matter, did you hear the comments made by Tommy Bowe and Alan Hughes on Ireland AM there the week before last?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, in fairness to people around the country, a lot of that is a lack of knowledge. You know, there's so much more going on with Waterford that people don't realise. You know, we have private aviation coming in there on a daily basis. We're working together. We have working together with SETU on aviation engineering department. We have Bristow Sea Rescue. There's so much going on with Waterford that people don't realise. And how would they? They're not, you know, they don't have that day-to-day input with it. But I think that kind of comments are just lack of knowledge.
What guarantees have Ryanair given to you? No. Have they given you, is it just a verbal commitment or have they given you anything in writing?
No, I have it in writing from them that
what have you got
once we once we deliver a runway, they will talk to us on planes.
They will talk to you on planes, but they're
no,
not...
They will give us planes once we deliver a runway. So I have that in writing.
You have it in writing that they will...
Yeah.
They will... Yeah. And that's there in stone. Now, it's not a contract, obviously, so he doesn't have to agree to that.
Absolutely. Obviously, you have to fine-tune no better man than Michael O'Leary to negotiate a contract.
Can you take any responsibility for the delays over the last 10 months? For example, the department said to ye a number of times that they needed more information. They weren't happy basically with the business case that you presented. Are you in some way responsible for the delays?
Are we responsible for the delays? I would say no, because every time we were asked for something, it was answered either within hours or days or weeks, because depending on the complexity of the questions. Some of the items they came back with looking for reports and so on, so reports had to be generated, and that's what we did. So I would say no.
William Bolster there, I would say no, is what he said, in terms of are they responsible or were they responsible for the delays. I then managed to get none other than James Lawless, the Minister of State at the department, on the programme on Friday, October the 25th. And here's some of what he had to say.
Good morning, Damien, and good morning to our listeners. And thanks for having me on the show. Great to have the opportunity to engage with you and the people of Waterford on this important topic.
Yes, and thanks very much. I really thought it was important to put into context, I suppose, matters, because a lot of people, first time they're hearing you. I really appreciate you coming on to talk. And I know you like debates and dealing with questions directly and succinctly. And so we're going to have loads of time. an hour and a half drive, you'd be in Waterford Airport and you're 114 days in your office. Have you visited Waterford Airport yet?
I haven't, Damien, no.
Okay. Why not?
I've tried my best to get around the country and I've got to many, many places. I've got to Malinhead and Donegal. I've got to the Western Seaboard. I've got to Shannon. I've got to Cork. Waterford was on my list. I actually had a scheduled meeting in Waterford middle of next month. I was due to visit the port and I would have done my best to get to the airport as well.
Obviously, to see a thing, it's like being a reporter myself for 30 years. If you see something, if you go to the location, it always helps when you're able to talk about something, you know.
Sure. And actually, just to add clarity to that, I actually did have an appointment in Waterford scheduled at the start of September.
So just to get this out of the way, because I know you want to maybe move on from this. Could you apologise to our listeners, please, for the comment?
Yes. Look, I'm glad to do so. Look, I apologise for any offence caused. It certainly wasn't the intention. And I just want to maybe put in context those remarks as well.
I'll come back to that in a second. I'm sorry for interrupting you. So that's good. So you're apologising because I know a fair few people working in the airport and their staff and the wives and husband, and they were quite upset. So you apologise for that. If you're apologising to us, is it worth apologising to the Dáil for the comment?
Look, I don't want to get this, you know, into a whole big political football in the Dáil next week. First of all, there's only 1 week probably the Dáil.
So that's a no. I'll take that as a no.
I don't think so. Let's not blow it up any more than it has been already.
Okay, that's grand. Now, in terms of blowing it up, you did blow it up by making that comment. So inadvertently, you have got this debate going and reinstigated this debate in a big way, for better or for worse. Your problem with the business plan and the main point, and let's cut to the chase if you don't mind. Your response to the Chamber and in terms of a response to the Executive Board seems to be to try to decouple and treat separately the development of the airport and the specifics within the business plan. So just explain that to our listeners, please.
So look, as you already said, I came into this role on the 27th of June. Waterford Airport wouldn't have been on my desk before as a chair of the Justice Committee dealing with legal courts, policing matters around the country and crime. And indeed, as a TD for North Kildare, Waterford Airport wouldn't have been one of the items on my in-tray up until 27th of June this year. Now, when I came into the department, naturally it formed an important part of that. And I have responsibility for aviation, maritime, roads, road safety, Coast Guard, post offices, and a number of other areas. So I'm a Minister of State in the Department of Transport. Minister Eamon Ryan is the senior minister, and he's the one who attends Cabinet on behalf of that and all the other matters like public transport and transport-related matters that go to government. In terms of the Waterford Airport business case, so I have listened with great interest to stakeholders, including Waterford Chamber, including the board members, including listeners on your show, because I've been trying, but I can't catch snatches of it over the last while. Social media, people have contacted me directly through emails, phone calls, and I've taken all, and to be fair, public representatives, Minister Mary Butler being to the fore on that, but also the three other TDs as well have all had conversations with me, not just over the last week, but over the summer about this issue. I suppose I have an obligation under the Public Spending Code and under the infrastructure guidelines that I can only, so people make various arguments about the legitimate desire for the South East and for Waterford to have an aviation facility, to have an airport, to attract investment, to facilitate people travelling for leisure, for holidays, and to provide connectivity to the region.
And that full interview is available online, quite an extensive and a thorough interview, if you want to call it. And thank you, Minister, for talking to me. And Minister James Lawless has been re-elected a TD. Let's see what's going to happen in terms of appointments. The main issue, or the main point after all this, is that we still don't have any firm plan for Waterford Airport. Fine Gael put it into their manifesto that they would develop it. We'll wait and see what happens, who's going to be in positions of power as the next cabinet is formed. So, I'm leaving on a jet plane. Can't really be sung by too many people out of Waterford at present. I wonder where we'll be this time next year.